With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Even as the ski season is off to a strong start, a warming climate does not bode well for Aspen and other ski resorts. Recent reporting from Aspen Journalism looks into the local effects of increasing global temperatures. Pickin County, too, is warming, while the number of frost-free days are increasing and the snowpack is declining. Environment editor Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here to discuss the details of Aspen Journalism's report. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Molly.
So what are the key indicators of climate change that we see here in Pickin County? How do we know that the effects of climate change have arrived?
Well, for this story, reporter Catherine Lutz really focused on the impacts that climate change is having and could continue to have in the wintertime here in Aspen, focused on snow and skiing. So she dug into those three key indicators of the changing climate that you just mentioned: temperature rise, an increase in the number of frost-free days, and declining snowpack.
All right, so let's start with rising temperatures. How quickly is Pickin County warming?
The average temperature in Pickin County has been rising at a rate of 0.4 degrees Fahrenheit per decade since 1950, and that's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Last year's average temperature was nearly 3 degrees warmer than the averages about 50 years ago.
Wow.
We are seeing more dramatic changes in the winter months. So the fastest warming month is March. And people who were here in Aspen in March of 2017 during the World Cup ski racing finals might remember standing on Aspen Mountain in shorts or t-shirts, watching kind of rivers of snow melt pour off the mountain as the best ski racers in the world competed. That March was nearly 10 degrees warmer than the average temperatures from 1950 to 1975 in that same month. The only reason there was enough snow for the racers was because SkiCo made tons of snow, artificial snow, early in the season when it was cold enough. And with warming temperatures, we might actually see it becoming more difficult to make snow, too. Plus, we're seeing the window of freezing temperatures shrink as well.
So that's the number of frost-free days, the second indicator you mentioned. What does it mean that there are more days without freezing temperatures?
Well, there is an entire extra month each year without freezing temperatures in Aspen. The Aspen Global Change Institute, or AGCI, counts frost-free days consecutively from the last night that dips below freezing in the spring to the first freeze in the fall. And their research shows that compared to the 1980s, there are now 31 more days where temperatures remain above freezing. When it isn't freezing, there won't be snow to accumulate. And it can also mean the high elevation snow fields are melting earlier in the spring and the summer, which affects backcountry skiers, but more importantly, it affects water supplies across the West.
And that brings us to snowpack. Mm-hmm. Is Aspen snowpack shrinking?
Well, snowpack can vary widely from year to year. We're seeing this here in Aspen. Researchers are seeing more dramatic swings. The past two winters really illustrate this. 2017-18 snowpack was very low, which contributed to those tinder dry conditions that sparked the Lake Christine fire. Mm-hmm. And that was followed by last ski season, where snowpack was well above average, and that season ended with a historic avalanche cycle. So we are seeing these huge swings. There are studies that show that overall snowpack is declining, not because of less precipitation, but because of warming temperatures that are the result of more greenhouse gas emissions. In 2006 and again in 2014, the Aspen Global Change Institute released reports that examined what different emission scenarios would mean for local ski areas. And the worst case emission scenario is pretty bleak. Under that scenario, the ski season could be 10 weeks shorter by 2100 with no snowpack at all on the bottom two-thirds of Aspen Mountain. So basically everything below the Ajax Express lift would be unskiable. And man-made snow isn't necessarily the answer here because that requires cold temperatures. So climate change brings an existential threat to the ski industry. While Catherine's article details how Aspen Skiing Company is working to adapt, there's also an industry-wide push to curtail tail emissions and salvage some of that skiing.
So interesting. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for your reporting.
You're welcome.
That's Aspen Journalism Environment Desk Editor Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. You can find the full story, Unpacking Local Climate Impacts, at aspenjournalism.org and at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Molly Dove, and you're listening to Aspen Public Radio.